Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Julian. Hey there, Stephen.
Hello there, Mike.
How you doing today?
I've got a little bit of a sore throat, but I'm going to power through.
You can do it.
With your help.
Yes, we can do this.
If
you
we
can
all
do this.
Believe.
Think, believe, trust yourself. Great. Well, we got a couple of great guests today. We should have some fun, I think.
This is going to be a fun show.
Joining us is Tim Vians. He is the owner of the Atlanta Havoc. That is the new arena football team that's here in Gwinnett County. And we're excited to talk about what's going on up there in the Beaufort area.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also joining us from LCB Golf Concepts, Matt Bravo and Stosh Cohen. And they've got a product called Putter Pong.
I was going to say, also known as the Putter Pong guys.
Yes, we'll be popping our peas. So we'll be keeping our producer Trey on top of things today.
Yes.
With the microphones.
Wrong. Perfect.
And anyway,
Proceed. So
let's go to our first guest. Tim Vians is the owner of the Atlanta Havoc. And good morning, Tim. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in today.
Well, we're excited to have a professional sports team, another one coming to the Gwinnett County area. We've got quite a few now, but now we've got arena football back in the area. Tell us all about the Havoc.
Oh, man, we're excited to be here. Atlanta is such a great market, a lot of history for sports, and to be able to bring arena football back to the area, and especially Gwinnett County, it's pretty special, and we're very excited to be, in the community.
Where will you be playing? When will you be starting up?
So we're going to be playing at the Beaufort Arena. Yes, Beaufort does have an arena. It's actually a $22 million brand new facility, less than 2 years old. So we'll be playing in Beaufort, Georgia, which is right across from the high school. It's a 5,500 seat facility. It's nice.
It's beautiful. I was there for the press conference. And you kick off?
First game is March 17th. Training camp starts the 26th of February, which is about 2 weeks. And then we'll narrow the guys down for the final roster for our first game.
And talk about the league that you're a part of, because there's more than one arena league out there.
Correct. There's a couple. I mean, most people are familiar with the AFL, which was, I believe, the Georgia Force that was here last, somewhere around 2009, something like that. But we're actually part of the American Arena League, which is primarily based of East Coast teams ranging from Vermont and New York all the way down to Florida. And it's actually now, with the new Charlotte franchise that just came in the other day, the largest arena football league in the country.
Talk about arena football for those that have never been to a game or go, oh, it's not real football. Because first of all, you walk in and the first thing you're going to notice, it's a 50-yard field. So I'm thinking lots of points.
It's a very fast-paced game. You know, the field's only 50 yards long, so it's half the length. It's half the width. There's four-foot boards with pads on them that guys go flying into and over the top of. So it's real fast-paced. 8-on-8 versus 11-on-11. The two wide receivers can be in full moving forward towards the snap of the ball, which gives them a head start and, it keeps the pace of the game really fast. And so it tends to be high scoring, 70, 80 points a lot of times.
And obviously in an indoor football with smaller teams and a smaller field, And in a 5,500 seat auditorium, I would also think the anywhere you sit in that arena, you're going to feel like you're right on top of the action.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's not going to be a bad seat in the house. And one of the things that I wanted to do when we did this was make it affordable for all families to be involved. So kids 17 and under, it's only $8, $15 general admission for adults, and $21 for our premium seating. So no matter where you sit, you're gonna have a great view.
You don't have to take out a second mortgage to go to a game like you do some of the
and is parking
major
free?
Teams.
Parking is free as well.
There you go. Yeah, I mean,
family affordable.
You mean a family of five can actually go see a game for less than $100. That's shocking.
It doesn't happen that often
and
anymore.
And see a lot of scoring. It's not, I'm going to sit and watch a 0-0 tie.
But it's not just the game, Tim. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on around the game. So talk about the whole experience in the building.
Yeah, I mean, we got tailgating that's going to, you know, start about 3 hours prior to every game. The games are typically going to be Saturdays at 7 p.m. So you can come down and tailgate. We'll have bounce houses for all the kids and different things like that. We have a cheer squad and cheerleaders that'll be running around doing all kinds of things. After the game, we're going to have, you know, concerts. So our first game is March 17th, which just so happens to be St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to throw the biggest block party in town for that first game. We have a major country act coming in and performing live after the game. The Locks, they'll be performing live. So it's going to be one heck of a, you know, fun time.
So more than a game. And I mean, it sounds like if you want, it can be an all-day affair.
Absolutely.
And will games typically happen on a particular day of the week? I mean, obviously, people who know football, it's usually college on Saturday, pros on Sunday.
So we have 7 regular season games. I believe all 6 out of the 7 are on Saturdays. And okay. Then we have 1 Sunday game.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the team and the coach and the players and things like that, and I'm sure there might be people out there that might want to actually try out for the team. There's opportunities there.
I was going to head there, yeah.
So yeah, Steven, thinking about it, right?
That's right. I could be yeah.
No.
I've always wanted to be a mascot. Now that's
I want to talk to you, Tim, about your background. You also own another team in the league. Talk about your background and why you decided to come to Atlanta.
Yeah, I do. I own the Vermont Bucks, which is in Burlington, Vermont. We play at the University of Vermont up there. Last year, we played in the Can-Am Indoor Football League, and in 2017, we won the championship. So the American Arena League merged initially with 2 leagues, the Can-Am League and the Arena Pro Football League, which was a Southern division, and merged together. And then as that happened, another league merged as well. So hence the biggest league in the coast, on the East Coast. So it's been good. It's been exciting. My background, I played, you know, football my whole life, you know, from high school in South Burlington, Vermont. I went on to Glenville State College in West Virginia. I was a kicker and punter. Ended up in South Florida with workouts with the Miami Dolphins. It didn't quite work out. A guy named Alindo Mare just beat me to the punch. Then ended up in Daytona and walked onto a arena football team there. Spent 4 years playing arena ball. That's kind of how I got used to the sport. And as I grew up in Vermont, one of the things is, you know, there wasn't a whole lot to do up there. The only football close was, you know, the New York Jets or the New England Patriots. So the only thing that we had in Vermont was hockey. So it kind of just clicked in my head, hey, you know, this would be really cool to bring to, you know, the state of Vermont. And so we did that last year and people loved it.
Well, one of the things about arena football, you've been around the sport for a while and actually played the sport. One of the things that's always intrigued me is, of course, it draws football fans. I mean, football is football, and football fans will watch almost any kind of football. But arena football does draw some of the non-standard football fans because of how the game is played. I mean, is that is still true today? And what are some of the things that the non-standard football fan might enjoy about arena football?
You know, it's absolutely true. You know, a lot of times we'll have families come out and, you know, the dad is a huge football fan, Atlanta Falcon guy, or, you know, and, you know, the kids are, yeah, you know, go Falcons and stuff like that. But when these families come out, and especially the moms, you know, they get there and they see what's going on. There's so much stuff going on. At halftime, you might have a, you know, someone trying to kick a field goal to in the back of a truck to win a vehicle. You know, you have the dance team, you have, you know, different things going on. There's music being played during the game. It's just fast paced. It's very exciting. And it's something for, you know, the entire family to really get into. So when a lot of moms and stuff like that, they leave the game and they're like, man, that was great. I would definitely go to another game.
And on the field, there's a padded wall right along the sidelines. So the hockey fans might like, you know, somebody getting checked into the boards a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we tell all the fans when they come out to the game, if you catch a football, if it goes over the wall, you get to keep it. But if a ball player comes over the wall, you got to throw the ball player back.
And as a kicker, no punts. Every time you either go for it on fourth down or you try and kick a field goal. And if you miss the field goal, it bounces off the back net and then somebody gets to return it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's cool. Yep. That's just really cool. It's like when I guess it goes back a little bit to neighborhood. Whenever you played in the neighborhood cul-de-sac, there were always weird rules. You know, you can't, you know, if you run into the Pontiac parked by the Johnson's house, you know, that's out of bounds or something. So there's just some really cool rules.
We're talking with Tim Vians. He is the owner of the Atlanta Havoc Arena football team that will be kicking off in March of 2018 at the Buford Arena. Let's talk about the business side of things. There's a couple streams of revenue. Sometimes concessions. Some teams get concessions, some don't. Obviously, tickets, whether it's season tickets or individual tickets. So we want lots of folks to buy tickets, and you want the big crowds. But also on the corporate side, and our audience is business owners, business leaders, entrepreneurs, executives. So they're probably more interested right now about the business side. And there's corporate sponsorships available. How can the local businesses get involved with the Havoc?
Yeah, I mean, we that's one of our biggest things. We want to partner with local businesses in the community. The arena has 5,500 seats. So, you know, you're going to have a big turnout at these games, which is a great opportunity for small businesses and even bigger businesses to, you know, be involved and get exposure from that as well. So, we have a million different things as far as packages. It could be something as simple as a business card ad in a program for $250 up to, you know, a field primary sponsorship, you know, where it's your company is the whole name of the field. So we have something for everybody. And those partnerships always work out great for us. And, you know, in Vermont, we had a car dealership, a local Ford dealership, and they were our primary sponsor last year, and they did videos every single week. They came out and filmed the games, and then they did highlight films and posted on Facebook and different things like that. And I believe the number was like 358,000 views on their at the end of the season. So there's some great exposure involved with it.
And I think a lot of business owners listening have been approached by maybe a pro sports team, maybe their high school, to get involved, right? But sometimes it takes some creativity. You've been an owner for in the past. What are some of the creative ways that businesses, one of the things I thought is with the experience you're trying to create pregame, in the game and postgame, how about businesses doing a group event, you know, doing something for all their employees?
Absolutely.
What a great group event and probably not overly expensive. So what other, are any other creative ways you guys are thinking? And the ads are great, but what are some of the other ways?
Well, I tell you, the most beneficial thing that we did previously is, you know, we give access to the ball players and the coaching staff to the businesses. And that's not something that you see in, you know, if you got a banner ad at the, you know, at the Falcons or something like that, you know, they're not going to send you down, you know, one of the ball players to
your
business.
You're not meeting Matt Ryan.
No, you're not, you know. But that's something that we do, which is kind of cool, is, you know, so if you have a corporate event or function or, you know, whatever it is, we can send ball players and coaches and even cheerleaders down to your events. Even if you, you know, just have an opening where you guys are doing a customer appreciation and you're giving out hot dogs and sodas to, you know, all your good customers and stuff. You know, how cool is it, you know, to have a ball player, you know, wearing a jersey during that and taking pictures and different things like that.
Also in the arena, are a lot of times in arenas, and this is a new one, I assume there's also maybe corporate boxes, maybe, and you talked about premium seating. Talk a little bit about
those. Will be the ones down on the field, right? I mean, you're going to be right on top of the action.
Yeah, so we have corporate boxes, and we call them field-level corporate boxes. There's 26 of them that go all the way around the wall. So it's directly on the field. So you're literally drinking your beer, leaning over the wall, watching the game and, you know,
talking to players,
throwing the players back, you know, catching footballs, high-fiving the guys after they just made a big catch and, you know, touchdown and different things like that.
No luxury boxes away from the action. You're going to have players spilling your beer on you. So
absolutely.
Make sure you're dressed for that.
Can you imagine going to a game at the Atlanta Havoc playing on Business Radio X Field?
Yes, absolutely.
I like the sounds of that.
Let's talk about the game, the players now. And you've got a head coach, so talk about the coach and talk about the types of players, because these are not you know, with all due respect, you know, Mike or Steven out there playing, these are players that are, you know, just
they're professional players. Maybe, let's just call them
exactly. Maybe didn't make the cut in the NFL or CFL or whatever, but still have that desire to play. So talk about the level of football, and but start with your head coach.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to find my head coach Boo Mitchell. You know, you don't always find a coach that's, you know, from right exactly where you're playing. So to find a guy that was a four-year starter, I mean, superstar at Vanderbilt, broke all kinds of SEC records and still has them to this day, was drafted to the NFL, unfortunately was injured and ended his career. But still coaching in the high school levels, coaching professional athletes, you know, personal training and different things like that. So Boo Mitchell is going to be our head coach. We also have a defensive coordinator who played for the Georgia Force. I believe almost all 8 years in their existence. So Coach Willie Gary. So we're very fortunate to be able to get a local coaching staff and, you know, to have ties in the community and different things like that. The ball players, you know, these guys are guys that, you know, played 4 years at top Division I colleges across the country, you know, from Georgia to the Florida Gators, Texas Tech, you know, you name it. These guys from all over the country are coming in here, have played in the CFL, have played arena football at different programs, have played in the NFL, and they're right on that cusp of, you know, trying to get back. So rather than sitting at home and just working out the gym, you know, they got to have film, they got to be seen, you know, and what better way to, you know, come out to the Atlanta Havoc and be able to have a, you know, a recruiter or coaching staff from the Falcons come to one of the games and watch you play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have Martel Moore, who signed a 3-year contract with the Atlanta Falcons, wide receiver, was injured his first year. You know, now he's 100% back. So, you know, this is a great way for a kid like that to be seen, you know, by the Falcons and maybe get back to that organization.
All right, Tim, it's time for the hardest hitting question of the interview. as you do these tryouts and as you fill out the roster, if the kicker gives you any problems, are you prepared to come in as the owner and kick some field goals?
Man, oh man.
I can tell the temptation's there.
It's there. He still thinks he knows he can do it.
Right, I don't know if you guys know this, but last year our kicker in Vermont got injured.
Did you come in
He pulled his hamstring. We did it. This was on a Saturday night. Tuesday we did an open tryout. We had about 40 kickers come out, and they were all just terrible. I mean, this guy—I don't even know what's going on.
There's a lot of kickers in Burlington.
These guys are eating donuts on their couch, you know, one day, and they hear it on the radio or see it on TV on the news. And they're like, "I could do that."
It's all Uncle Rico's.
So, you know, they came in, they kicked one ball. The coach is like, "Thanks, get out of here. Thanks, get out of here. Thanks, get out of here." And I'm like, "Man, we got one kid that was a soccer player in college. He was okay, but you know." We started doing the pressure thing where you had the lineman run up from, they're screaming, they're hollering, they're like, kicker, 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 all these different things. And, you know, he's all of a sudden, he's just started shanking them left and right. You know, we're all just like scratching our head going, oh man, what are we going to do?
Come on.
So Thursday, coach looked at me and goes, you got to kick, man. So you got to kick. I said, it's been about 10 years. I don't know about that. He's like, it's like riding a bike. You just got to do it. So, well, I went down to Dick's, bought a pair of cleats. Kicked for 2 days and started in the game. And I ended up playing two games until our kicker returned. And I went 13 for 13 on extra points. So
nice job.
I'm going out because with that.
I want some YouTube video of that. That's awesome.
Because the goalposts are a lot narrower than the
NFL. They're half the width of 10 feet.
Yeah, that's actually a great story. 13
for 13. So you knew when to walk away.
Yeah, well, I couldn't walk away. The problem was I couldn't walk after that. So...
Well, that's a great story. For anybody that actually wants to try out, though, this is an opportunity. And I know all that information will be on the website, right?
Yeah. Visit AtlantaHavoc.com. We have a tryout coming up on the 18th right in Buford. We did one about a month ago, and we signed about 8 guys that are actually going to be coming into camp. So the open tryouts are a great opportunity to get looked at by the coaching staff and, you know, get your foot in the door.
And that's the 18th of February, correct?
November.
18th of November, 2017. Okay. And also business owners who want to start and look at corporate relationships, same website.
And ticket packages and everything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. We have season tickets on sale right now already. So you can get season tickets. And I strongly urge people to, you know, go ahead and get those if it's something that you're even thinking about. You know, there's only 5,000 seats at this arena this year. So, you know, they're going to go quick. So take advantage of that and do it. businesses, reach out to us at AtlantaHavoc.com on the contact, and we'd be happy to come sit down and talk to you and see what makes sense.
Well, welcome to Atlanta, Tim. Welcome to Gwinnett. Welcome to Buford. Glad to have you here and looking forward to a great season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Tim Vian's the owner of the Atlanta Havoc Arena football team that will be kicking off in March of 2018.
March 17th, 2018. Be there for the first game. So even though Tim has been running football teams for a few years, he is a new business owner here in Atlanta. Whether you're new or whether you're an existing business owner, one thing all business owners share is that they get tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in their business. Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief for those businesses. Proactive Payroll handles your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks. That's right, proactivepayroll.rocks, or call 404-410-0031.
Why did we not decide before the show, since you're losing your voice, to have me just read that?
Hey, I think that's, well, you know, when there's comedians who talk about when women are losing their voices, they get that sexy voice. Not so much with me.
No, even when you have a full voice, it's...
No, I know. Yeah, I'm the farthest thing from sexy there is, so... But I am dependable.
You're bringing sexy back, Stephen Jillian. All right. Our next guests here on the show are here from a company called LCB Golf Concepts. They are the co-founders, Matt Bravo and Stosh Cohen. And gentlemen, welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You guys have a product called Putter Pong. Tell us, Matt, what is Putter Pong? How did you come up with this idea?
Kind of a pretty generic product development story. Two college guys at a Braves game. And what we found was that, you know, we were playing cornhole at every single tailgate. We're going to these Braves games. And eventually we were like, why don't we just come up with something new? So I started out college apartment, and we kind of developed product from scratch, Home Depot products. And be honest with you, we're not the handiest. Didn't look great. But luckily, we knew a couple engineers who helped us out along the way.
What school were they from?
Us or our engineers?
The engineers.
Georgia Tech.
Of course they were.
Of course.
Oh. I just thought I'd throw that out.
So this is a great story of a couple young entrepreneurs. We've had entrepreneurs on before, but never something like this. So what is Putter Pong, and what makes it unique?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is unique. It is pretty much the first golf tailgating game. We like to think of it as kind of a combination of our favorite tailgate games of cornhole, beer pong, and golf.
Okay, I still don't know what the game is. So Stosh, I'm going to come to you. What exactly do you do in Putter Pong?
So Putter Pong is a game which has been made to be portable. It was made to be portable as well as entertaining and easy to use anywhere. So okay. you bring the game out, you unfold it, and it's got a ramp which goes up into a set of six different holes.
Got it.
And you try and make the holes, depending on what game you're playing, to beat the other player.
Nice. So is it a matter? Okay, so one way you can play the game is who's the first that can put a ball in each hole?
That's the easiest. That's okay. The easiest and quickest. That's how we typically demo it to people.
Nice. Yes. And then you, so give me a, so now Matt, I'll go back to you. Give me a variation on, so there's six holes. I'm trying to put them all in. That's one way. Give me another variation of a game I can play.
Yeah. So we've got a few. There's, we've actually had some submitted by faithful fans. One that is played by the same rules as horse, if you're playing basketball, except it's putt, P-U-T-T. And
nice.
Essentially, you've got to make the same hole that the last player made.
Okay. Now, if I'm at a Braves, so I'm tailgating, but I'm not at a Braves game.
You're tailgating at an
Atlanta
Havoc game.
There you go. Right. Don't jump on my prop.
I wasn't sure if you were going to go there.
All right.
I'm trying to help you save your voice.
Okay. So I'm tailgating at a Havoc game, and we're playing putt, and we fold this thing out. Is it designed to really only putt from the little carpet that I've rolled out, or can... Do some people like, okay, I'm going to do it from the side or anything like that? Can we get really creative with how we putt?
Typically, from the side does not work just based on the shape of the game. But
if you've been drinking, Steven, you can try anything.
Right,
like.
Exactly.
I'm going to do it from behind.
We've tried it from every angle there is to be had. There are mathematicians who are not even familiar with the angles that we've played this game from. But, you know, if you've got a patch of grass or whatever, we've had some people try to chip it. Some people to no avail. We've had a few broken windows along the way, but for the most part, you can make your own ideas up with it as you go.
So I'm assuming the six holes on the ramp are a pyramid shape, one, then two, then three. Do you have plugs to cover the holes if I want to just have the back three holes open?
No, we actually invented an app. You can keep score with the app.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So you have the app in hand and you click the hole that you make. So it records where you keep it. I mean, it's the easiest way to do it.
It's too hard just to keep track as we play. I guess we need the
people
app.
People can't even keep bowling score anymore. Yeah. So nobody knows the math of bowling anymore. You have to do it by computer. So,
but I actually do have one in the car, which I'll bring out later too. So you guys can see it for, notice the pictures for after.
Nice.
And you guys can know exactly what it looks like.
Here in the studio. Yeah.
So is it the idea of the back holes are more points because they're harder to get to?
Depending on what game you're playing. So sometimes the top ones are more points.
Okay. Well, let me get serious here then. We're talking with Matt and Stosh with
you're going to get serious with putter pong?
Yes.
This I want to hear.
Because here's the interesting story for me is, okay, two college guys come up with this idea. You come up with a crude creation, you know, go to Home Depot, you kind of put it together. How did it go from that and the idea and the concept to a finished product now that people can go online? It looks great and people can buy it.
They already said they got some guys from Georgia Tech to help them. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, how did that process start? Because we got people out there that may have all these great ideas. And I know this is something that you talk about on the Tiffany Krumman Show about entrepreneurs. But, you can't just call up somebody at Georgia Tech and say.
Well, you can. But
process to how you got to where you are today, a real company.
Right. Well, I mean, we started off extremely grassroots and we still are, where Stosh and I, each week, we'd kind of wrangle up what we had from our paychecks as far as a little bit of extra money. And we'd set it aside to pay for an engineer or business cards or whatever, or website domain. And along the way, we just kind of accumulate these things. I mean, it took us almost a year to develop the product, which if you're thinking about it, you could probably do that in a much shorter period of time if you've got maybe an infusion of cash or a lot of funding. But we said, you know, let's just do this the old-fashioned way. And we just kind of bootstrapped it along the way and made some deals with people for, you know, different services, bartered along the way, and that's how we got it to where it is now.
And I would imagine there was a lot of development at games and you know, let's take it out, let's try it, that didn't work well, let's go, keep going back and just keep improving, correct?
Yeah, there's many, many variations of it. I mean, in my garage, we have one that looks like we, as our engineer said, cut holes with a spoon. And then there's one which it develops slowly, slowly. One of them has higher walls than the next one. One of them is a more finished material. So it's developed over time. I mean, both Matt and I are from good families, but none of our families have made their own businesses. So we had to make all these contacts along the way ourselves of who can help us build it, who can help us create it, who can do the patenting, all that.
And I also think you said it at the very beginning, this is also a community in that people started getting their own putter pong devices and then they would let you know, ooh, we tried this variation of a game and it was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. People email us to the website all the time with different ideas. Some people want longer turf. Some people want different games on the app, things like that. And they're all in our mind for future variations of the game.
Now, if people want to see it, then go to putterponggame.com. How are you selling this? Is it just online? And how much does it cost?
So at the moment, the main source is online, our website, putterponggame.com. It's $129.
Say that three times faster after you've been drinking and tailgating.
Exactly. And that's where the app comes in. Once you've been drinking. Yeah. But it's $129.99. That includes four golf balls and a putter, which is detachable and fits inside of it, as well as the app for free, and shipping is free as well. So it comes as a pretty good deal.
It's interesting because you could have sold it without the putter or without the balls.
We want people to be able to open the box and play right there. But we sell through a couple of small stores as well who are have fraternity-like clothing. Canukins has it. Dry Falls and Macon has it. And a new company up in the north called Sap Bros just bought it.
I want to ask like a Shark Tank question right now. How long have you now had the product where it was, you know, sellable?
We started selling last year in August.
How many have you sold so far?
We've sold, I would say, around 800 to 1,000.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Are you looking for investors in the company to grow it and take, you know, do we need to get you on Shark Tank? Do we need to talk to Tiffany?
If you happen to, or Tim, of course, if you happen to run into any sports team's owner, if you see Mark Cuban, we're always open to it. But at this point,
Tim is the next Mark Cuban, by the way.
You know, we're, exactly.
Except Mark Cuban would never step out on the court and hit free throws.
Exactly.
He will kick extra points. Sorry.
I didn't mean to. No worries. No, but we're always open to it. But at this point, as a sustaining business, we're more interested in somebody maybe with the retail connections or a sports team, for instance, or somebody who can really further our initiatives.
Well, you need to go to a Havoc game and do it out. When everyone's tailgating, we'll go around, hey, what's that? There you go.
Bounce houses and putter pong. I was going to ask, are there any other products in the work? Is this next? Morphing into, there's a little smile there from Matt to Stosh. Stosh, is there something
you've opened
secret?
A can of worms now.
Do we have a scoop on Business Radio X?
We're going to need to consult with our attorney before we disclose that information.
You could just say there are some other products.
We've always got ideas brewing.
Yeah, there are, absolutely. Say that.
And it's all around the idea of tailgating, of gathering together with friends, of... You know, you don't need to necessarily pay to be in a cornhole league when you can have your own product and use it at your house.
Yeah, it's all variation, portability, fun, you know, everything you want in a good tailgating game.
So, and you said it was a combination of different things, and one of those things was beer pong. I'm assuming the only way that interacts is that you're drinking beer while you're doing it.
So that's a common misconception. We don't, because we want it to be a family game, we want families to be able to enjoy it together. Right. We don't associate the game with drinking. The beer pong aspect actually comes more from the layout of how the holes are, that is kind of reminiscent of the way that beer pong cups are laid out. A lot of people do, if they're playing at a tailgates or if they've got it with friends. We've got a lot of fraternities that have purchased the units. So typically in those instances, there may be drinking involved. But
putter pong sound, it rolls off the tongue good. Yeah. And it sounds fun.
Drink exactly. Responsibly. I was thinking that after you've done that, you take the ball and you try and bounce it into the ramps, the holes on the ramps.
So we see 5-year-olds doing that. But yeah, everybody's tried it. Yeah.
Well, great stuff. Interesting product, and sounds like a lot of fun. And we're looking forward. You said you got one in the cart. You're going to pull out after the show here, and we'll take a few photos of that, put it up on the website.
Maybe a little Facebook live action after the show.
We could do that.
I was going to ask
Steve and do putter pong.
I was going to ask one other question. It includes a putter. Do you have people who also go, how can I get my putter that I love and that is so special to fit into the, can it fit into the mobility of this?
I haven't had that question yet.
Really?
No.
I guess I'm the only one that comes up with a weird
What kind
question.
Of question was that?
Yeah.
A question of a golfer.
Well, we'll send you a hacksaw and you can...
Right, that's about the only way that's going to happen, Stephen.
Either that or just have it separate and go, now it's time to pull out my favorite putter.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. At home, you keep the good one, and portability, you keep the one you can throw inside.
What was the one in Ted Knight's putter? Billy Baru. There you go.
The Billy Baru.
There. Nice.
Is that a Caddyshack reference?
Absolutely. Which you never saw.
Mm. I think Stephen's medication has kicked in.
I was going to say, yes.
Can I get you a Fresca, Stephen?
Yes, Lord.
Well, listen, Matt and Sasha, give the website any other information you want to pass along to our listeners.
Okay, so the website is putterponggame.com. Matt and I can be reached through our emails as well. It's first initial, last name, so S. Cohens, C-O-H-E-N, or M. Bravo, B-R-A-V-O, at putterponggame.com. And also, we realize it's a business show, so we've actually started decaling different games for a little upcharge. And so you can put your own businesses on it. You can get them shipped to you custom-made that way, any way you want. And it only takes an extra week or so to get it out to you. You know, great deal for the office. People have loved it at accounting firms and different places like that.
Trying to think if Business Radio X need ones for. Oh, Trey says for our remotes when we go out and do our remotes.
I love it.
We're gonna have
the Business Radio X field at Atlanta Havoc Games, and then outside they can play Business Radio X putter pong.
Exactly. All right. I want to thank our guests Matt and Stosh from LCB Golf Concepts, the developers of putter pong, and also Tim Vians, the owner of the Atlanta Havoc Arena football team. Before we go, I want to remind you that Subaru is our sponsor here, the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio, and I don't do as good as far as
Segways?
Not the segways, but just want to go into love. That's what makes a Subaru. It's like, we've been there, done that, haven't we?
For about 3 years.
Yeah, so we need to change it up a little bit, but I'll just read it. Love is what makes a Subaru.
Ah.
Yeah, big savings. Enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars.
Yes.
Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join your family today. Come on. Okay, stop it. Yes, the medication's kicked in, Stephen. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. A reminder... Thank you. A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime, 24-7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can listen to any of our episodes. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Subscribe to us on iTunes as well. Until next time, for Steven.
No alcohol was consumed during this episode.
I'm not so sure. I'm Mike, and for Trey, our producer, we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!